Joining us now, she is the marketing manager of Top Golf Charlotte that Mike and I had a chance to visit the other night. Madison Martin joins us. Madison, welcome into the golf shop.
Thanks for having me, guys.
I got to tell you, awesome event that y'all ran on Wednesday night, kind of giving the media and some other people an opportunity to see the awesomeness of Top Golf Charlotte.
And taste the awesomeness.
How hard was that to get ready for?
Yeah, so pretty much Topgolf has this stuff down to a science, thankfully. So it wasn't too stressful to get ready for. But it was exciting and fun to showcase, you know, what a great venue Topgolf is, since we are new to North Carolina and South Carolina.
Well, yeah, and it wasn't easy to get this thing going when the land was, you know, when the land was purchased and all that. It took a little bit longer to get going, but I can tell you from being there the other night, it is worth it. And I think folks around Charlotte, and I'd like to see Topgolf become part of a destination for folks around the Carolinas who want to come to Charlotte and do the NASCAR Hall of Fame or do a Panthers game, make sure that they include Topgolf in their plans. Where is it for our listeners who need to understand how easy it is to get to?
Yeah, so we're off of 485 and Arrowwood Road. It's super easy to get to. If you're on 77, you can also take the Arrowwood Road exit to get to our venue. But it is just so much fun, as you guys know from being there. It's great for the whole family since we provide the golf clubs. You don't have to be a golfer to enjoy it, which is one of my favorite aspects. It's tailored towards everyone, so it's just a great time. And I agree with you. I hope it's the destination that people from South Carolina over, you know, farther over in the state, Raleigh, Wilmington, they want to come travel to us and experience all that Topgolf has to offer.
Yeah, well, I tell you, your employees were as excited as we were because it's, you know, I'm sure they've had some dry runs and stuff going on. They were just excited to be working with actual customers and people and explaining things and talking about all the stuff that they had to offer. And I tell you, it's an awesome facility. I mean, you have banquet facilities, you have facilities for presentations if people want to come in and do a corporate event. I mean, you have all the hitting bays, you have, you know, the tables, the bar area. I mean, it's just an unbelievable facility. Valet parking. I mean, all the bells and whistles that you would want from anything, whether it's corporate and you're bringing in a group of people, maybe to reward them or to have a fun meeting. But at the same time, if you just want to go out and have some fun, whether it be during the day on the weekend or on a Friday night, it has everything that you would ever want.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm so glad that you touched on our associates that work for us, just because our core values are such a big part of Topgolf. So, you know, we instill in everyone to be fun, edgy, one team, caring. So I'm glad that that shows. I mean, our associates want to make it the best time for you, your family, your friends, your corporation, your business, just so you can come out and really, you know, relax from the everyday stresses of life. So I'm glad you touched on that. It's a great place to close a business deal, have fun with the whole family, and just really enjoy the sport of golf in a different way. I grew up playing golf, and for me, now working for Topgolf, I'm like, where was this when I was, you know, 11 and 12 years old? I would have loved it as a kid, but now I get to enjoy it as an adult just like everybody else.
Yeah, we're talking to Madison Martin, the marketing manager for Topgolf Charlotte. And Madison, I have been to Topgolf in Vegas. I have been in Dallas at your home base. And I have to say, the Charlotte location is, now it's granted, it's new and shiny and everything, but I think it has the best location and is the nicest of the bunch that I've been to. What did you guys learn at other Topgolf locations that could be applied or is applied every time you open something new?
Yeah, well, thank you. I think one of the biggest things is just to be upbeat and really focus on the customer. I can't stress that enough. Like, at Topgolf, we are really focused on our guests and them having a great time. So when you come out to the Charlotte location, everyone is going to be excited that you're there. We are so pumped up that we're opening this coming Friday, which is crazy and awesome because it was a 10-month-long process to get our venue open. But we really just focus on, you know, making that that unbelievable experience possible. And it's funny you touched on Vegas. I will throw it out there. There are no pools at our location, but we do have a really nice rooftop terrace bar, a sports bar on our second level lounge when you walk in. And then we do have a lower lounge too that has some pool tables, shuffleboard. If maybe you're not into golf, but you want to watch your favorite sporting event on TV, we can make all that happen. And there's cool garage doors that open up, so everything's really functional inside and outside.
Yeah, and just so people know, I mean, when we first got there Wednesday night, it was pouring down rain. I mean, thunderstorm, everything going on. Doesn't affect anything for Top Golf Charlotte at all because everything's covered. You can still hit golf balls. You can still do all the stuff that it's designed to. And I want to remind people, you know, this isn't a driving range. I mean, you can certainly use it as a way to maybe help improve your game because there are several targets out there and they light up at night and you have the ability to try and hit it into the target. And when you do hit it into the target, it reflects on the screen, on the monitor that you have in your bay of where that ball went in. So you can actually see how close you hit it to the target. But for a beginner golfer or somebody who just wants to go out there and have a great time, I mean, there's a pretty good chance that if you hit a golf ball, it's going into one of the targets out there and you're going to score some points. And it can be fun if you're a non-golfer or if you're somebody who's experimenting with the game and maybe you want to learn and go out there and hit a couple golf balls and see if you like it. So there's opportunities for non-golfers all the way up to the highest level of golfer that there is.
Yeah, absolutely. You couldn't have said it better. It's so cool because we provide the golf clubs, so you definitely don't have to be an experienced golfer to have fun at Topgolf. And if you really like it after trying it, we also have two PGA professionals on site that can give you lessons if you choose. The games, you can play Topgolf itself, which gives you points just for hitting a target. Or if you're really advanced, you can play Top Pressure, where you have to hit every quadrant within an individual target out on the field. So there's definitely something for everybody. And then just to mention again, our food is phenomenal. So we even, you know, recommend people coming in just to eat lunch or do something like that there. I know for me, if I didn't work at Topgolf but worked close to Topgolf, I would probably go for the food quite a bit because it's so amazing.
Yeah, we experienced that firsthand, and I experienced with both hands, actually. I couldn't stop eating. You know, you've got it, I'm trying to paint a picture for people who don't know it. I mean, if you take the coolest sports bar you've ever been to, match that with a Ruth's Chris in terms of the quality of service and food, and then you have your driving range. But even beyond that, you guys are going to be involved with junior programs, high school programs, college programs, the First Tee of Charlotte. So people are actually going to come out and use the facility to practice on their golf game and grow the game in Charlotte, correct?
Yeah, that's totally correct. We actually offer for high school teams, golf teams, to come out and play for free. All they have to do is submit some information on our website at topgolf.com, but they get free practice at our facility. So that's something that's really exciting for the Charlotte community, just to give them another option, maybe outside of their local golf course, to come practice, have some great food. Maybe it encourages the whole family to come out versus just, you know, the individual. And like you said, it's hard to compare it to anything else because it's something like you've never seen before. And I remember my first time walking into a Topgolf, I was just completely stunned. I didn't know what to expect, and it's really something that you have to see for yourself. So I would definitely recommend anyone that's even curious to come out next weekend at our location off the Arrowwood Road exit on 485.
Yeah, and right off the exit, I mean, you can see it. You can see those famous Topgolf blue lights and make the turn, and you kind of wrap around the building and make a right around the nets to get up to the facility, and you get a good look at what you're about to what you're about to experience. I'm curious also about, you know, you've got the clubs, and we can tell you they're good clubs. You know, the balls that you're hitting are good balls, and the way you score the game is super cool. I'm a little bit curious. You know, how do you guys do that in terms of cycling out the clubs and making sure that is there a schedule so that in 6 or 18 months you're not going to get out there and have things with worn out grips and rusty clubs and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a whole golf services department that literally that is a major portion of their job is just maintaining everything that we have. And we're very fortunate to be partners with Callaway. So all of our clubs, as you had mentioned, are top of the line Callaway golf clubs. We have Callaway golf balls. And even though they have that microchip in them, the microchip's so small, it doesn't make any difference when you hit the golf ball versus a regular golf ball. So that's pretty cool, too. But, yeah, they routinely check everything. It's unbelievable, top of the line. It's just really something exciting to be a part of, and we're really happy to be here in Charlotte.
And you can bring your own clubs if you want to, right?
Oh, sure.
Yes, absolutely. We encourage that, too. I mean, if you're an avid golfer and you want to bring your own clubs, absolutely do. Do it. And if you think you're going to be coming to Topgolf a lot, I mean, we also offer memberships, which I'm not as well versed in that, so I don't think I should give the whole spiel. But if you're interested in memberships, definitely shoot us an email, because that is something that we provide. And that way, if you're coming, you know, 4 to 5 times a month, you get the best bang for your buck at our facility.
Yeah, and just give people a feel for the rates to be able to, you know, hit golf balls, and what does it cost to you know, put so many people in a bay, and what are the numbers? Kind of give everybody a feel for that.
Beer.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's cool about Topgolf is you run a bay very similar to bowling with a bowling alley, and the bay can seat up to 6 people in it, and you rent by the hour. So per hour right now from 9 a.m. to noon, you're paying $25 an hour. From noon to 5, it's 35, and from 5 until we close, it is 45. And I just want to mention that on Friday and Saturday nights, we are open from 9 a.m. in the morning until 2 a.m. at night, and we're going to have live DJs and music every weekend on Friday and Saturday. So definitely something fun to come check out.
And the bays are private with you, a little bit of a TV, and you've got your table and all that stuff. It has a very, you know, sort of not isolated feel, but you can have almost a very private party. Before we let you go, I have to tell you, I found them life-changing, and if they were a cottage, I would have rented them for the summer. Tell these people about the injectable donuts before you go.
Yeah, the injectable donuts. They're so good, and they're such a staple. And it's funny, because I actually had the first one. I try to eat super healthy. But I had my first injectable donut hole yesterday for National Donut Day, and it was unbelievably amazing. So the donut holes, you can actually take an injector.
Like a turkey baster, yep.
Yeah, that are filled with filling, Bavarian cream. We have raspberry and chocolate, and we're actually doing a blueberry for the month of June to support Make-A-Wish. But you get to physically inject as much icing as you want into the donut holes, which I think is the coolest thing. But if I was a little bit younger, I would probably just walk around with the filling and just inject the filling into my mouth.
Yeah, and you don't have to be younger to do that. I can attest to that. I wanted to make sure my palate got the full experience, yeah. So I had to try the fillings by themselves. And how else would I do it? I mean, you probably had spoons there, but no, I just sprayed it right in my mouth.
And you get to keep those injectors too.
What? So. Hey, wait, hold on. I missed that memo.
Yeah, you could have just left with it and had icing for days.
Oh, well. Good thing you didn't tell them that beforehand. Well, Madison, we really appreciate you coming on. We look forward to great things out of Top Golf Charlotte. It looks awesome. It was awesome. So have fun with it.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, we open next Friday at 9 a.m. So we hope to see a lot of Charlotteans out there.